The first song you hear in 10 Million Miles is Useless Desires, one Patti performs on her 2004 CD, Impossible Dream.
Walk across the baseball green, the grass is turned to straw. A flock of birds tries to fly away from where you are. Goodbye, 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 old friend, I can't make you stay. I can't spend another 10 years wishing you would anyway. By the sky.
Million Miles tells the story of Dwayne and Molly, a young couple whose relationship is tested over the course of a road trip from Florida to Worcester, Massachusetts, a journey of close to 2,000 kilometers. They're two lost souls, the kind of person Patti Griffin seems to specialize in writing about. Molly, who is 2 months pregnant and only recently sober, is heading north to give birth to her baby and give it up for adoption. Dwayne, who may or may not be the father, is heading north to change his luck.
The two leads are incredible, Irene Malloy and Matt Morrison, and they're both champ vocalists.
So says multi-award-winning actress and singer Mare Winningham. Mare, who received an Oscar nomination for her role as a singer in the film Georgia, is making her New York stage debut in 10 Million Miles.
Skip and I, Skip Sudduth, we play all of the people that they meet along the way on their road trip. So we're both playing 6 or 7 roles, several songs and several different people, different age ranges. I play his mom and her Jesus freak aunt and a floozy in Atlantic City and a motel owner and a waitress. And so,
is there one that's the most fun?
You know, playing a floozy is kind of fun. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun. But I just enjoy each of them, and they're so different, and it's such a pleasure.
The floozy Mare speaks of is called Lois in 10,000 Miles. She leads the cast in singing Love Throw a Line, performed by Patti Griffin on her Impossible Dream CD.
Let's write a story of a tidal wave. We run out of luck, we run out of days, we run out of gas, 100 miles away from a station. There's a war and a plague, smoke and disaster, lions in the Coliseum, screams over laughter. Motherless children, a witness and a Bible, and they berate our head, no chance for our survival. Just before the flood comes, just before the night falls, just before the flood runs into the valley, just before my eyes go, just before we can go no further.
In addition to Patti's songs, there are a lot of other interesting things about this production. First of all, you're taking part in a world premiere.
Yes, I love that. It's an off-Broadway production of the Atlantic Theater Company. They did this rock musical, Spring Awakening, and Duncan Sheik did the music for that, and same director, Michael Mayer, and had a huge success with that. And so it's on Broadway now, nominated for all these awards, winning awards.
It's rare that we see people these days that are willing to try something different and try something new because of the costs and everything else that surrounds a production. A lot of people don't want to take any chances, and it's hard to believe that somebody would consider something based on the songs of Patti's chancy, but it takes a special company to mount a production like this.
I agree. They showed with Spring Awakening that they kind of know how to reinvent the idea of a musical, and this is, I think, just carrying on waving that banner.
Mayor Winningham's New York stage debut proved to be quite the success. Many of the reviews of 10 Million Miles single out her strong performance, both as a singer and an actress. 10 Million Miles is on stage now at the Atlantic Theater Company in New York City. Here's Patty Griffin's song of the same name. I'm Catherine Cole.
Must have walked 10 million miles, must have walked 10 million miles. Wore some shoes that were my style, 10 million miles. I've been kind of told some lies, like anyone who's lived or died, like anyone who's ever tried to walk 10 million miles. I memorize and I forget. I do some things that I regret. Wish for things I never get. Walk in the rain and get wet. Must have walked 10 million miles. Must have walked 10 million miles. So think before you criticize. 10 million miles.